This is the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. It's Saturday evening, April 11th, 2026. The stories are real. The voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
Greenland Energy, GLND, positioned at center of energy independence push amid global supply risks. Greenland Energy is at the forefront of the push for energy independence amidst global supply risks. A recent editorial highlights the strategic importance of the Jameson Land Basin development, estimating up to 13 billion barrels of oil potential. With secured drilling capacity and plans for key wells, Greenland Energy is making strides towards unlocking this vast resource while adapting to market demands and geopolitical shifts.
Investor News breaks Olinox Industries extends timeline for $36 million Omega Midstream acquisition. Olinox Industries has extended the timeline for its $36 million acquisition of the Omega Pipeline System and related midstream assets from Vivacore Inc. to April 30th, 2026. The companies are conducting diligence and audit processes for the transaction, which includes cash, debt, and equity components. This move aligns with Olinox's strategy to enhance its energy and field services platform with fee-based crude gathering, transportation, and terminaling infrastructure in Oklahoma's Stack Play. UGUI beginning night work in Easton on Sunday. UGU Utilities will begin night work in Easton starting Sunday, April 12th until Friday, May 1st. This project is part of their ongoing system upgrade to ensure safe and reliable service for customers. For more information, visit their website. Frontieris North America Inc. unlocks value in America's energy future. Frontieris North America Inc. is making strides in America's energy future with innovative technologies, converting solid hydrocarbons into cleaner fuels and industrial energy products. The company's patented FAS Form TM solid carbon fractionation process is paving the way for commercialization. As global electricity demand skyrockets due to AI and data computing, Frontieris emerges as a key player in meeting this challenge. China starts building mega solar plant in Zidan. China has started building a mega solar plant in Zidan, expanding its renewable energy efforts into challenging terrain on the Qinghai-Tibet Plateau. This move reflects the country's commitment to cleaner power sources amidst rising electricity demand and emissions goals. Meanwhile, Vision Marine Technologies, Inc. is leading sustainable initiatives in maritime transport, aiming to reduce fossil fuel consumption.
Toyota's BZEV is threatening Tesla's dominance in the U.S. Toyota's BZEV is challenging Tesla's dominance in the U.S. electric vehicle market. The surge in sales of the BZ crossover has positioned the Japanese automaker as a direct competitor to Tesla, offering accessible and trusted EV options for mainstream American buyers. This move comes at a time when other players like Massimo Group need to step up their game to keep pace. Global energy pressures elevate the importance of new supply frontiers. Global energy pressures are once again in the spotlight, underscoring the importance of new supply frontiers. Greenland Energy Company is advancing exploration activities in Greenland's Jameson Land Basin, aiming to strengthen energy independence for Western economies. Major industry participants, including Total Energies SE, Hess Corporation, NESPA, are also focused on unlocking new energy resources in politically stable regions.
Network news breaks. Greenland Energy Company positioned in push for energy security amid global supply risks. Greenland Energy is making strides in the push for energy security amidst global supply risks. With a focus on the Jameson Land Basin in Greenland, The company is working to unlock significant oil resources in a stable region. This effort aligns with the goal of reducing reliance on volatile energy routes and enhancing domestic supply resilience, positioning Greenland Energy alongside major industry players like Total Energies SE, Hess Corporation, NESBA, and Equinor SAA.
Chile desalination industry facts. Chile dominates desalination investment in Latin America, with over $20 billion committed to projects. The region has seen rapid growth, with more than 25 new projects in the pipeline. The 8th International Congress, Desalination Latin America 2026, will take place in Santiago on June 17th, 18th, offering a platform to engage with industry leaders. Register now to be a part of this important event.
Tech Media Breaks. Frontier's North America CEO, Matthew T. McKeon, highlights breakthrough technology market momentum in investor webinar. Frontier's North America CEO, Matthew T. McKeon, highlighted the company's groundbreaking momentum and FAS form technology in a recent investor webinar. McKeon emphasized the potential of converting coal into high-demand products, projecting over $1 billion in annual revenue. With strong investor engagement and plans for nationwide deployment, Frontieras is set for continued growth and a public listing, signaling a share price change after April 9th.
Porsche's patent application seeks to retain stick shift in EVs. Porsche has filed a patent application aiming to keep the stick shift alive in electric vehicles. A German automaker's concept seeks to maintain the traditional driving experience in EVs. This move reflects Porsche's commitment to solving the challenge of preserving hands-on driving in a new era of cars. Unlike some competitors, like Ferrari NV, Porsche is actively working to bridge the gap between manual transmission and electric power.
Q survey highlights shifting views of Americans on energy. A recent Pew Research Center survey reveals a stark partisan divide among Americans on energy issues. The survey, conducted in March 2026, reflects intensified opinions amid rising gas prices and market volatility linked to the U.S. conflict with Iran. These findings are likely to impact companies like GeoSolar Technologies, Inc., prompting a closer look at public sentiment towards renewable energy expansion.
Debate rages on viability of proposed copper smelter in BC. Debate rages over the proposed copper smelter in British Columbia, with experts split on its financial viability. Some believe it could boost Canada's global copper market position, while others doubt its economic sense due to oversupply issues. Advocates argue for domestic processing to increase resource value and reduce reliance on foreign refiners, proposing collaboration among G7 nations to stabilize pricing and demand.
American Fusion TEM is in talks with a global industrial organization to secure a long-term supply framework for helium-3 and deuterium, essential fuels for its Texatron TEM fusion system. This move is crucial for the commercialization of fusion energy, especially considering the scarcity of helium-3. Operating through its subsidiary Kepler Fusion Technologies, the company aims to deploy scalable 5MW and 100MW reactor designs. These discussions highlight efforts to establish supply chains and partnerships for commercial fusion systems.
Energy news breaks. Frontier as North America CEO Matthew T. McKeon frames Mason Pounty groundbreaking as launch of new U.S. energy industry. Frontier as North America CEO Matthew T. McKeon frames the Mason County groundbreaking as the launch of a new U.S. energy industry. The blob highlights the company's fast form technology and its potential to transform the domestic energy landscape. McKeon emphasizes the company's rapid execution and scalable proof point in processing coal into high-value products. This project marks the first step in Frontier's broader national strategy to enhance energy security and shareholder value.
Network news breaks. Greenland Energy Company featured in Network News Wire editorial on energy security and supply expansion. Greenland Energy Company was recently featured in a Network News Wire editorial discussing the importance of energy security in light of geopolitical tensions and disruptions to global shipping routes. The editorial highlighted Greenland Energy's exploration efforts in the Jameson Land Basin as part of a broader strategy to strengthen energy independence for Western economies. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Energy news breaks. ESG Gold Corp advances Montauban project with drilling plans, exploration, and mill development. ESG Gold Corp advances its Montauban gold-silver project in Quebec with drilling plans, ongoing ANT surveying, and mill development. The company targets a May 2026 start for drilling, focusing on high-priority zones identified through geological modeling and geophysical data. The project aims to support future resource estimates and expand the system's scale. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. And thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.